Now, the other thing that was interesting was vascular disrupting agents. Mm-hmm. What are those?
So that's a different kind of class of compounds which are targeted in a way to the endothelial cells. So their downstream function is to cause necrosis in the microenvironment by targeting these endothelial cells directly.
Finally, you want to weigh in on the, I always ask anybody interested in bevacizumab, regardless of the tumor, the purported mechanism of action and the whole issue about, is it anti-angiogenic or is it, you know, normalizing the blood supply to allow delivery of agents? Any thoughts about that? And where does ovary sort of fit in this whole spectrum? Is it kind of the same as these others or sort of different biologically?
Just to address the last point, I think that ovary does fit into the environment that we see with the other solid tumors. Probably the most remarkable piece of data along that way would be the recent publication of GOG-170D, which was a single-agent bevacizumab in patients with recurrent ovarian cancer who had been treated with up to one prior therapy for the recurrence. And the remarkable aspect of that trial is the fact that we did see some complete responders. So if you think about that in the context of your first question about whether or not there's normalization of vascularity and whether or not that decreases as a downstream effect of the edema in tissues, I would have expected a lot of partial responses just given the role that VEGF plays in ovarian cancer. And so if you can think of a restoration of the integrity of some of those very leaky vessels, we would expect to see clinical features such as reduction in tumor edema. And we're trying to prove that with some, you know, sophisticated imagery, which is being done in a lot of different tumor types. But to see complete resolution of tumor, to me, is a remarkable feature of that study. And as you'll see, if you scan single-agent bevacizumab trials across all tumor types, that's a pretty uncommon finding. So yes, I think that ovarian cancer is particularly well-suited for exploration of an anti-VEGF drug like bevacizumab. And as you well know, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners will know, that the GOG is active in that with a couple of trials.